1 Chronicles chapter 14. Now Hiram king of Tyre sent messengers to David, and timber of cedars, with masons and carpenters, to build him a house. And David perceived that the Lord Jehovah had confirmed him king over Israel, because his kingdom was lifted up on high, because of his people Israel. And David took more wives at Jerusalem, and David fathered more sons and daughters. Now these are the names of his children which he had in Jerusalem: Shammua, and Shobab, Nathan, and Solomon. And Ebar, and Elishua, and Elpalet. And Noga, and Nepheg, and Japhia. And Elishama, and Beliada, and Eliphalet. And when the Philistines heard that David was anointed king over all Israel, 3070 AH, 972 BC, all the Philistines went up to seek David. And David heard of it, and went out against them. And the Philistines came and spread themselves in the valley of Rephaim. And David inquired of God, saying, Shall I go up against the Philistines? And will you deliver them into my hand? And the Lord Jehovah said to him, Go up, because I will deliver them into your hand. So they came up to Baalperazim. And David struck them there. Then David said, God has broken in upon my enemies by my hand like the breaking forth of waters, therefore they called the name of that place Baalperazim, possessor of breaches. And when they had left their gods there, David gave a commandment, and they were burned with fire. And the Philistines yet again spread themselves abroad in the valley. Therefore David inquired again of God. And God said to him, Do not go up after them. Turn away from them, and come upon them opposite the mulberry trees. And it shall be, when you shall hear a sound of movement in the tops of the mulberry trees, that then you shall go out to battle. Because God has gone forth before you to strike the host army of the Philistines. David therefore did as God commanded him, and they struck the host army of the Philistines from Gibeon even to Gezer. And the fame of David went out into all lands. And the Lord Jehovah brought the fear of him upon all nations.